plan would hand powers currently held by the Milwaukee County Board exclusively to the Milwaukee County Executive, currently Chris Abele. That includes the power to approve contracts, run departments, and manage employees. It would also cut into the budget of the 18-member county board. The bill's sponsor is Republican Joe Sanfilippo of West Allis, who served on the Milwaukee County Board before he won his spot in the legislature.
We've had more debate about whether there's a need for reform in Milwaukee County government than I was able to get done in 4 years on the county board.
Republicans were poised to pass this bill a couple weeks ago, but it was delayed by Democrats. In the interim, the county board itself passed a measure that would cut its own budget, but Sanfilippo says the board couldn't be trusted to carry it out. Democrats, like Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland, called it an abuse of power and warned lawmakers that their counties could be next.
When I see the overuse of power in Milwaukee County, I fear for my own counties, my own cities, my own villages, and my own towns, and each and every person in this room should do so as well.
The bill also passed a state Senate committee today. Governor Scott Walker, a former Milwaukee County executive, says he supports it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.